The Sustainable Energy Authority, which monitors the country's progress in meeting climate change goals, has said we need to do more and we need to do it more quickly. A mid-year review by the authority finds that while homes are meeting their targets, the transport sector is lagging behind. Dr. Paul Dean is a senior lecturer in energy at University College Cork. Paul, progress in one area, according to this report, not so much in another. What do you make of these findings?
Good afternoon, Rachel. I suppose in many ways, there's a number of different messages and mixed messages in there. But I suppose I would sum it up as saying that we're doing a lot better than many people expected, but we're still not doing as well as we hoped. As you mentioned there, the areas where we're doing well in terms of reducing our climate pollution would be our homes. And look, I suppose that reflects a number of measures. There's been some good luck and good planning. There's been very good work done by SEAI in terms of offering very generous grants for retrofitting, for insulating our homes. So we're leaking a lot less heat, for offering grants for heat pumps and stuff like that. But there's also been an element of luck, I suppose, wrapping around that. We've had a couple of very mild winters here in Ireland over the last number of years. That reduces the need for heating, so that puts downward pressure on our climate pollution. And also there's been a terrible hardship. You know, we've all certainly experienced the massive increase in oil and gas prices. So a lot of people, I suppose, are just self-turning down their thermostats themselves. You know, so all that kind of rolls in together from a housing sector's perspective to reducing our climate pollution. And we're probably on track very much for the housing sector to meet our climate goals.
Let's look then in more detail at transport. What's going wrong?
Yeah, transport is probably the one, Rachel, that's getting away from us. Look, there's been a little bit of a reduction in terms of the climate pollution for transport this year, but we're still, our level of driving and, I suppose, our attachment with the car isn't sufficiently reducing quick enough. There's been some good progress again on electrification of vehicles, EVs, and some very good generous grants there again from the government and SEAI in relation to that. But we really need to look at measures beyond the car in terms of public transport, making sure people have better options and more choices to get safely to work, either by e-scooters or cycling or walking. So it's not just we have to kind of, I suppose, broaden the measures just beyond electrification and give people better options and better choices to reduce their climate pollution for travel.
Not every sector is included in today's snapshot. For instance, it doesn't include agriculture.
No, that's correct. So the SEAI are the competent authority for reporting on energy statistics in Ireland. The competent authority for agricultural would be Chagas and the EPA. And this really, what the SEAI are looking at, I suppose, our homes, our cars, and our electricity. And I suppose electricity, Rachel, is another one of those sectors that's doing reasonably well. Many people would expect it to do an awful lot better. Look, a lot of the climate pollution reduction that we've seen in Ireland over the last number of years for the power sector has been strongly linked to an increase in imports from the UK. Now, some people would say that this is a bit of a fudge, this is not right, but actually in UCC, we've looked at these numbers ourselves and we do find that there's a genuine environmental benefit from importing power from the UK. And that just reflects the fact, Rachel, that the UK have a much lower reliance on fossil fuels that we have here in Ireland. So while it is disappointing, we do need to increase our own indigenous supply of things like wind and solar here in Ireland. Again, what the SEAI report shows yesterday and today is that we're really not doing enough to increase that supply, Rachel, of our own indigenous resources, our wind and our sunlight, because that not only reduces our greenhouse gas pollution, but it also gives us a bit more control over our prices and increases our energy security as well.
Dr. Paul Dean, thank you for being with us this afternoon.